all night sleep there. So yeah, got home, put it my car in park, and it was like so warm and cozy. And I'm like, I'm just gonna set my alarm for 15 minutes, and I'm gonna get out of my car at 9:25 for this pod. And so I feel revived from that. And then I had a salmon burger, and it was amazing. And I haven't pooped in like 2 days because I haven't had food, obviously. And then as soon as that burger hit, I was like, hey, my friend. I was like, can I? I'm going to like be in the bathroom for like 15 minutes.
I'm going to go blow up your
toilet. I'm going to blow up the toilet. Yeah. So sorry about that. And so my tummy kind of feels weird. But it's fine. Hey guys, welcome back to the It's Been Forever podcast. I'm Kiara.
I'm Casey.
And I'm Meredith.
And we hope you didn't miss us too much in the last week because a couple days ago was April Fool's, like a week ago. And we had a couple people in our DMs just a little nervous that we were breaking up, that our friendship was over, that our podcast has ended. But we're here to say that was all a lie. It was April Fool's, so... If we got you, we do, and we're staying. That's okay, the thing.
Can I bring up like a wild theory?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So it's like April 1st, right?
Okay.
Yes.
So it's technically New Year's. Happy New Year's.
Huh?
And let me tell you why.
I'm baffled.
My brain turned off. So no. Turn it on.
It's
this
on.
Is interesting. You'll like
it. Okay. Turn it on.
So, if you currently subscribe to the Ethiopian calendar, the year is 2017. Why? Oh. Why is this? Okay.
Do okay. you subscribe to this?
I don't, but I'm like thinking about it. Okay. So, basically... We should have 13 months and every month should be 28 days.
13 months. Okay. Why? Just because.
So if we did it this way, if there was 13 months and there was 28 days in each month, every first of the month would land on the exact same day. There are 28 days in the cycle of the moon, which lines with women's menstruation cycles. Shout out period episode.
Okay.
New Year is the start of the new beginning, blossoming, flowers, revival of the earth, waking up. Mother Nature, the changing of the season.
Okay.
Okay.
Changing bodies.
I'm
here with you.
Okay. Also, if you think of the months, October, octo, that means eight. But what month is it actually, you guys? It's the 10th month. Okay, December, decagon, that is 10. But what month is December?
12.
So what happened is we were on a different calendar, but we changed over to the Gregorian calendar and they switched how they did the calendar. So they originally were in 13 months with 28 days, but when they switched it to the Gregorian calendar, they wanted to change and add some months that represented them. So this was Julius Caesar, and this was also Saint Augustine, or no, whatever. But June was added.
June and August. June
and August was added.
Would Julius be July?
No, he's June.
He's June. Okay.
Okay, I watched a TikTok. Okay, don't challenge my.
How far deep did you get into this theory?
I've been in this theory for a minute, but today is the New Year's, so that's why. Yeah, I'm
so like
happy
that's
New
why
Year.
You said
I
happy love New it. Year's. So like, wait.
The math isn't mathing in my head. Why in April?
Math doesn't ever map math in our head. First,
we
of
this is not, a math, not a math podcast. Yeah. So why is this month?
This is
the beginning?
Technically the first month of the 13 months. So you can think of it like that. Now we are in month one.
Okay.
Interesting.
Happy New Year.
What are your
Happy
resolutions? This is a resolution episode.
Actually, we're going to talk about New Year's resolutions.
So I'm just going to insert New Year's resolutions episode right here.
Right here.
Perfect.
Yes. What we talked about 5 months ago.
Yeah. But anyway, so that I just found that very, very fascinating. And here's another thing that's also really fascinating. So because it's 2017 right now, because if you do this, obviously 13 months is longer than our years. You remember when they said in 2012 that the world was going to come to an end?
Oh, for yes. sure.
Okay, so 5 years ago, if it's 2017, what year is it?
2012.
And what happened in 2020? 5 years ago.
Go, bib.
And the world shut down.
So is this a conspiracy theory or like a real theory?
No, I mean, literally Google this. This is so you care. Go Google the Ethiopian calendar right
Ethiopian.
Now.
Oh, wow. Throwback to Emmanuel. He was Ethiopian. My lover from college.
Bling out,
I
bring
still
out.
Have his necklace and my black opium. Okay.
Also, preference for people point. Who don't know, not an actual lover.
No. Sorry. A guy in college who just happened to be in love with me. It was a one-sided love story from him.
Look up the calendar.
Okay.
And here's the interesting fact. If you were born in 1996, which me and Meredith were, you were born like what? Like 1932?
Shut the heck up. I'm so dumb. But
according to the Ethiopian calendar, Meredith and I are 21.
Guys, I was wondering why I feel so young and spry these
That's
days.
That's what I'm saying.
Guys.
So you're actually in your prime.
We're actually in our prime.
Fertility-wise.
Yeah. I'm actually
and life-wise.
I think I'm just about to turn. I might just be turning 21. But like you can look up the Ethiopian calendar and then you can look up what's my birthday in Ethiopia.
Wow.
What?
Oh my gosh, guys. I have another birthday to sing 22.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
I love this.
But that also means that my birthday, like May 29th, like that date doesn't exist because they only go to 28 days.
Oh,
so I would
tough.
Be born now in like a completely different month. And which
would
all
it
of
be
us
June?
Would, but I don't know. But there is an Ethiopian well, calendar converter to figure out what month you were actually born in year.
Ooh, and then also, I wonder if that horoscope aligned with your current horoscope and if there's something with the risings and the settings
and
the
fallings.
I don't either
stuff?
Clearly because of what I was
and
just
the,
saying.
And the you
fall
know,
and the stars and aligning.
And then the, you know. So anyway, that's just something.
That's
just all I
want to
say
Casey.
Is Happy New Year's. That's all I want to say.
Happy
Honestly,
New Year.
Honestly, Happy
Thank
New
you.
Year. Happy New Year, April 1. Which when you're listening to this, it'll be a little past. So
April
how are your resolutions going?
Nine.
You guys. Yeah. Wait. I'm going to look that up after this. I'm probably going to ChatGPT it and like have it do all the things for me.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to have something
new. But anyway,
new.
Ethiopian calendar, 13 months, 28
I
days.
Love that.
It totally makes sense. It just does. Sorry.
It just does.
It makes sense.
Can I tell you guys an April Fool's prank that someone pulled at work today?
I'd love to hear.
Yes.
Okay. So we have on every Tuesday, we have staff meeting and sometimes people bring like a treat. And someone today brought in a pan and said, "Hey guys, I brought brownies." And they sat there for a while because we like had stuff to do. We usually don't eat it until like we're all done. And so
yeah.
we were all done. And you know me, I'm like, yeah,
You're
let's
like,
get
I'm
into this.
I'm gonna go get me a brownie.
I was like, is anyone else gonna eat one of these? Cause I'm gonna get it.
Right.
And I ripped off that foil.
A Weed bunch brownies.
Of construction oh. paper brown. Letter E's.
Aww. Okay, that's kind of like
and
funny.
You were
literally
so excited.
The wind absolutely left my sails. So Ruth, if you're out there, I hate you. Except she did feel bad, so she pulled out a box of donuts from her bag because she said
she's
I
like
felt
these
bad
are for the people who actually
not bringing
were excited
ready
yeah.
for people like you who are
she had a backup.
Yeah, I was actually like, like. People were laughing at my face of how
it's
like
so
how distraught you were.
But like you were working
Mare.
So hard and you were excited to get a
well,
little sweet
also,
treat.
Well,
because
also you know I'm in
reward.
My calorie counting era, so I was like,
right.
"This is worth it." I
right,
want one
right,
of these.
Right. You said I will not eat tonight for this brownie
yeah.
because of the calories, and
yes.
now back to the protein
water
you go.
For dinner.
Right.
So sorry.
At least you had a backup. That is cute.
Yes.
I had a friend yeah. in high school who. pranked me that she was moving away, and like she like had it planned out, like where her dad was moving, like all of this stuff. And then like 3 years later, like she actually really did move. And I was like, oh, okay, how the times have changed, and maybe it was prophetic. I don't really know. But I just remember being like, wow, this is so sad. We have to like plan your, you know, goodbye. And like, what is your dad going to be doing? And I looked up the school because I'm like, is that a real place? And it was in this town that she was moving to, supposedly. And so that was a mean one. That wasn't a fun one.
Yeah, that was mean.
That was so mean. So rude. Should I intro the topic? Okay. Whatever. Well, today we have a fun topic about...
That was just funny. You were like
what was your
whatever
face?
Okay, you like whatever I just mean, went like, through okay. five different thoughts in your brain, and we were just along for the ride.
This is called post fast brain. Like I went to dinner and I took everything out of my car. I got halfway to the restaurant, realized my car was still on. It was still running. I was
like
I need
walking
to go
to the restaurant.
Yes, I was like, that's I'm missing funny. something, my keys. Because my car.
Kiera. And your car gets stolen.
Oh my
correct.
Gosh.
I'm like, this is like the easiest way to steal
that's
things.
That's like worse than pregnancy brain.
That's like this actually is called... asking somebody to steal your
correct.
Car.
Hey, correct.
Correct.
Hey guys, my car's
hey,
unlocked.
Hey,
in my, it's in the ignition.
Take this. Like, take it off my hands. I'm leaving it running.
Take it off my hands. You can also pay the registration on it too.
Yeah, it's not registered.
Yeah,
and it
you
doesn't
actually
have any tags.
Steal
but...
it and pay the registration fee. That would be amazing. Perfect. Well, today we have a fun topic for you guys, and it's about fictional characters and who we would like to trade lives with. So I think this is going to be fun. We're going to all kind of do a little deep dive on who we would trade lives with and why. And we would also love to hear from you guys after this episode is out. Send us an email. DM us. Whatever. We want to know who you would trade lives
wall.
With. Right on
we
our
have
Facebook
a question.
Wall. Okay.
Were you guys ever into like fan fiction?
You know, fiction. I one time accidentally read something about Dylan and Cole Sprouse, and it scared me. And I got out of there, and I was like, this is what fan fiction is, and I'm leaving.
That's actually really
that's
funny.
That's so funny that you say about those two.
Specifically those two.
Yes. Yeah. Because I was never really into that.
Can
era.
You explain it? Because
so, yes,
what
I'll explain
is
it. So
it?
Fan fiction is literally a piece of fiction, a story that fans write about someone, like whether it's Cole or Dylan Sprouse, like an
like
actor, or it could be a character
story.
In okay. a story. So like there's a bunch of like fan fiction about Hermione and Draco actually having a romantic connection. So then people will write like that love story, and you could find them online and read them. And there was those were very big during the like Tumblr era.
Yes. Oh, yes.
You guys remember
so
that
Tumblr.
Era? Yes.
So
Tumblr. And again, that was never really something that I dipped my toes super into. But a lot of my podcasts I listen to now where I know I'm using my hands a lot.
Get into it.
Here.
I need your hands.
A lot, of, like a lot of my podcasts I listen to now are people who were fan fiction people.
On
and
Tumblr. Like that
yes.
was there.
And
like,
so they'll like go back and read them.
Oh,
and there
tough.
Was one
listen,
about Cole Sprouse.
Ew.
But listen to
no.
this. It was in the setting of Saving Private Ryan.
What?
I don't
Cole
even
Sprouse
know what that
is. Is returning from war.
Oh.
He and the narrator, the writer, are in love. They were in a relationship, and then he left for the war, and he came back, and you know he wasn't the Cole that she once loved and knew.
Yeah, he had PTSD.
Poor thing. PTSD, and so she had to help him through that, and so that was the like fan fiction.
This
so-
is like Kiera, just to like give you context. Fan fiction is literally like psycho behavior, making up stories in your brain that
got
rationalize
it.
You and that person maybe being together.
Like
oh,
sometimes that's like
it.
in my head when I'm like falling asleep. Sometimes I'll think of like scenarios like that, or I'll like if it feels like a dream. But I feel like there's a level of mental unwellness
delusion?
That you have to actually
there's
like write it down. But
sure.
I am kind of into it. I think that they're fun. Like the idea of them are fun. But anyways, that was a huge tangent. That's not what we're doing today. But
no,
but that's fine.
To talk
but
about
it relates.
Actually,
it relates.
Guys, I actually wrote fan fiction about us. And I'm really excited to bring this to the group.
Did you actually?
No! Ew! I told you I'm scarred from the fan fiction I happened across one time.
Oh my god! I was like, wait, what? You're obsessed with us.
Whereas, like, wait, you made up stories about our lives?
Wait, does anyone write fan fiction about us?
Like, I hope that we have a whole, like, Tumblr thread.
We have, like, a whole Reddit thread.
There's a Reddit thread, Reddit snark about us.
Actually, that would be kind of amazing.
I'm sorry. No, that'd be snark a waste is of bad. Time.
Oh,
that'd
just
be a
kidding.
Waste of
I
their time.
Wouldn't be amazing.
Snark is like, oh, Meredith talked so much on this last episode. Like, snark is like,
oh,
that.
Ew. Oh, yeah, no, goodbye. Totally no, okay. What we're talking about today, though, is switching lives.
Yeah.
With a character.
And who we honestly, be. My whole life, I had a really hard time with, like, the whole fiction, nonfiction thing. And so I finally
like knowing
stuck
the
in
difference?
My head. Yeah. It finally okay. stuck in my head, nonfiction means not fake. That for whatever reason that was what stuck.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's like, what I would teach my students.
Yeah. Nonfiction is not fake and fiction is fake.
Fake. Mary brings down the mood, just say like fiction or nonfiction.
Yeah, it will be like,
actually that's so funny.
They're like World War II. I'm like
World War II. Well, it depends who you ask.
True. Yikes. Red or blue. Just like okay. Mary, do you want to go first with your
Sure,
story?
I would love to.
You kick
okay.
it off.
So my
I'm so excited for
fictional character is Eliza Thornberry from The Wild Thornberries.
Oh, the okay. psycho with curly hair.
The psycho with Wait. Curly hair.
Is this the book that you were telling us before?
No,
the podcast?
This is a
no.
cartoon.
So, yes, yeah, oh. so The Wild Thornberries
look,
is a
look
cartoon
them up, Kira. Look
from
them
the
up.
Like early 2000s on Nickelodeon. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was this family that they were, the parents were like wilderness explorers.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like
they were
they
like a homeschooly family. They lived in like a RV in the like Sahara Desert. Like,
yeah.
you know? And anyways, the daughter, the main character, Eliza, she, a couple years before like the show started, the story started, she interacted with a shaman and he gave her the gift of being able to speak to animals.
Oh,
and
yeah,
so
I forgot about that.
That's
part.
The whole like
yeah.
plot
okay.
is like
I'm
going
to be dumb because I haven't seen it. So I'm
that's
just
fine.
Roll
that's why I'm explaining it to you. Yes.
Thank you.
So then each episode is her like. She thinks because she can talk to animals that she can like reason with them and that all animals mm-hmm. are safe, but they're not. So she gets her and her friends into some very sticky situations.
Sticky situations.
Eek. But she's curious. She wants to learn about these animals. So she'll see an animal off in the distance and be like, oh my gosh, a friend. I want to talk to them, you know?
Right.
And she has this monkey named Darwin.
Yes.
Who is her
monkey.
Like companion.
Which,
yes.
LOL Darwin and the monkey.
LOL,
like,
right?
LOL.
That is kind of funny.
Like 6-year-old me had no idea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely not.
But I think I like Eliza and I think I could like that life. She's adventurous. She talks to animals, which let's be honest, Enneagram 4, I just want to be different. I just want to
yeah.
be unique. That's a very, yeah. very different, very unique
so
thing.
Unique.
The only thing is though, she couldn't tell anyone about that or else the gift would get taken away. So she had to keep it a secret from like her like family.
Okay. Mm.
So if I remember correctly, Darwin was the only one that knew because he was an animal. You know?
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyways,
she also wore barrettes in her hair, which I thought was so cool.
So
like, I want a barrette.
I was like, oh, she has barrettes.
Wow, she has barrettes. I will say that is the only downside is her wardrobe / skincare / hair care. Mm-hmm. She really, if you Google this girl, just kind of just very, very nerdy. Just
it's
doesn't like, care about her looks
well,
at all.
Well, it's kind of like Kiara or no, Meredith in her like meatball era.
A little bit.
Meatball era.
Just kind of unkempt.
Or meat sauce, not meatball.
But I will say, meatball sauce Meredith cared a lot. I don't think Eliza cares at all. She's like, I don't care what I look like. I can talk to animals. Screw you. You know?
Right, I guess.
And I think I would introduce some like, you know, let's just take care of ourselves a little bit more.
Sure.
But I don't know what you can do when you're living in the Sahara Desert.
She kind of looks
so
funny with her
I have a question there. Just about like, how do you feel about your younger brother? Like, he is literally insane. So how do you deal with that as an older sister?
Yes. So the younger brother in this show is just straight up, he's a savage.
He can't even speak.
He's actually Neanderthal caveman.
Straight up.
Okay.
He like wears a diaper.
Oh.
Like, he doesn't really wear clothes. He kind of acts like a monkey. Do you guys remember the movie?
There was a movie? No.
There was a Wild Thornberrys movie. And I remember because I think he was like adopted. Like they like found him.
That's right.
And I love a backstory like that. Like that is so intriguing, but I don't quite remember, or I don't remember if they gave us all the details of his like previous life, but
I think they were low-key kind of pretending he was like Tarzan.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. Half monkey, half man. Here's a fact about young Meredith that you might not know. I don't know if I ever told you guys this. When I was younger, I was absolutely obsessed with animals. I like Animal Planet.
Because like farm.
Was on all day, every day in the summer.
Animal Planet.
Animal Planet.
That's a
okay.
good channel.
It was a great channel. Actually, so much so that my one of our like hired hands on the farm, because my sister worked on the farm and she still does to this day, and she's very farmy. Like she's super, she goes hunting, she loves fishing, she works on the farm. And then I'm the like, I love animals. I wanted to be a vet. I was like, anytime the vet was on the farm, my dad would like call the house phone and say like, hey, like he's here. So because he knew I wanted to like go and see.
Yeah.
And like one of our hired hands was like, how do you have one daughter who's a huge redneck and the other daughter who's like a massive tree hugger? So I think that's how I kind of relate to Eliza a little bit, is the like animal lover. I obviously grew out of that. I'm not a vet now. And like, I like animals, but I'm not like, I don't know, watching documentaries all day.
So are you comparing Morgan to the little feral brother?
Yeah. Morgan, if you're listening,
Morgan, don't come for me. That's what Meredith said. I didn't say it.
She was just explaining the dynamic.
Learning
that's
English,
all.
Morgan.
You and your funny little farmy animals. I feel like that's so cute.
I was
really
obsessed
into that,
with the cats. Yeah.
I think you did a really good job.
Thank
with
you.
Your choice.
Thank you. I
that
had to pull out
choice.
The iPad to do some notes. So
I love it.
I'm reading off of my iPad because I'm rich.
That's okay. Amazing.
I'm going to transition into my life.
Okay.
And I think I'm going to say this and you guys are going to be like, oh yeah, duh. Okay.
Okay.
So I would switch and be Hannah Montana.
Oh, I was going to say Hannah Montana.
I was so scared you guys were going to come here and say Hannah Montana.
Okay. Actually, that was the first thing I thought of. That's so funny, Casey.
Okay,
let's hear about
it. I love this.
Obviously, you get the best of both worlds. You know what I mean?
Get out.
Obviously, you get the limo out front.
Exactly. Whoa.
Whoa. Style. Every shoe.
Every shoe, every color.
Every freaking color. It's
every
blue
color. I mean, look at that. Look at that closet. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a lot of things to love about Hannah Montana, and I'm just going to break it down. And you already know all the answers, but I'm still going to tell you. Okay. So first off, I have two lives.
Okay.
Okay.
Break it down.
That's insane. Okay.
That's crazy.
In one life, I can just be a regular, degular teenager.
Regular,
degular.
I'm
going to
regular,
high degular school. I'm kind of nerdy. I'm not the most popular, so I'm humbled. I'm humbled.
Yeah.
Still beautiful.
Still pretty. Right. Still pretty.
Right.
You know, and I just get to experience all that life offers me as just a regular teenager. However, I'm Hannah Montana. I'm Hannah freaking Montana. Okay?
However, I'm Hannah Montana. Correct.
So I get all the perks of being Hannah Montana without like sacrificing being a normal teenager. So yes, the closet, the clothes, the shoes. I get to put on wigs, which that's so fun, you guys. What a fun excuse to put on a
wig. Look at your closet. I know I said that before, but like, I can't get over Hannah Montana's closet.
And I know. I just said it, and then you're
re-saying it because like, insane.
Okay.
That alone
also
would get me to
like,
be Hannah
Montana. I get to get ready. Like, you know how fun getting ready is?
In a
like,
closet.
Yeah. And like, in like, can you imagine the
but
closet
like,
space?
But like in like a closet though.
Okay, so like imagine.
Also, who's
you
your
have
best friend though? Who's
closet.
Lily in this scenario?
Whoever yeah, which one of us is Lily?
Oh. Who is Lily?
Well, who wants to be? What's his
I'll be Mitchell Musso.
You be Mitchell Musso.
I'm actually in love with you.
That's actually good.
Secretly. Okay. But like, you get to go and you get to go to these shows and you get to go on tour and you get to like live that life of a musician, but I'm just like you. And they don't know it.
And they don't know
you guys.
Yeah.
I think one of the best parts about it is you get to live in a house that is like huge. Incredible.
Yeah.
Right next to the ocean.
Like,
yeah.
You get all the perks of the wealth that come with being Hannah Montana.
Do you know someone regular owns that house?
Really?
Just like a regular person. It's like, my house is the Hannah Montana house. I'm like, that's insane.
Wait,
I saw that on TikTok. No, that's real. I don't know who.
They should make that an Airbnb.
Oh,
That
would actually be really cool.
Wow.
I think the other cool thing, too, is you live in, California. So you have, every place at your fingertips. And if you wanted, perks, you just quick throw in that wig.
Yeah.
And then you go, get the perk. You know what I mean? Like, it's just incredible. But she also has that secrecy. And she gets to work with her dad, which is, really sweet. And her brother, who's kind of 40. Obnoxious. Yeah, who is 40, which is actually crazy.
In
the show, he's 40.
He was, 30-something.
I didn't know that.
Which, hearing that, you're like, I can definitely tell.
But at the time, I was like, you're so annoying,
Jackson.
Wait, what was the thing that they would always say on the show?
Wait, Jackson Montana.
No, Jackson Stewart. Miley Stewart.
I was thinking it's Jackson, Wyoming. It's Jackson Hole is what I'm thinking of. I was like, wow.
Okay.
Anyway,
I guess that is a place.
Jackson Stewart.
And I think, also, she remembers where she comes from. She's from Nashville and, she still has deep roots and I have deep roots and, I just remember where I come from and I'm so down to earth. And so I think it's just, truly, to really just sum it up, it's just the best of both worlds. Mm. And that closet would just...
that some regular degular person
just a
owns
regular degular home with a regular degular closet.
Do you guys remember
you get the
that reveal that she did? Was it Jake, the blonde boy that she kind of dated?
And then she took her wig off.
She
and
said
then it was like,
and it was also so clearly
cut frame,
made her hair look perfect. Mm-hmm. And it just paused on his face going.
Yes.
With the wind blowing in his face.
Do you guys remember the way she used to kind of do her lips? She was always pursed.
I feel like all of the Disney characters were kind of pursed a little bit.
Yeah, they're
because they didn't have Botox yet because they were 12.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
I maybe would change that.
Okay.
You would have Botox?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I would change the I would change the pursed lips. And also, you guys, this is. I'm going to save the best for last. I know I already said a conclusion, but this is literally the best for last. I'm choosing the era of Miley Stewart / Hannah Montana with the long brown hair with extensions that was wavy.
Ooh,
and
I can envision it.
Yes.
Low back, mid back. Mm-hmm. Do you guys remember that era?
Yep.
That was everything. I mean, tell me you didn't want her hair. Just
always did.
She just looked so mature.
So that's the Hannah Montana life I'm taking over at that point right there. So.
I'm obsessed with it.
Oh yeah. Why do I feel like all of her transitions were just
how many takes do you think she did for each of those?
Gosh. They're probably like, hey, come in. We have this idea. Just get in
the
booth.
Do you think they gave her sheet music? Just,
do 2 hours
just
worth.
Get the
we're
booth
just going to cut
just
it
like,
off.
Just kind of do whatever speaks to you, And then she was like, oh yeah.
That's the classic.
Can you hold out that quarter note a little longer?
Sure.
Oh, that's funny.
Do you remember the last episode? It was so sad.
It was sad.
It was sad. I think I shed a tear at the time.
Yeah.
I loved watching Hannah Montana.
This is a little fun fact. Lily, at the end, she would always say, or her tagline was I know. You remember that?
Oh, which
is so Monica coded from Friends. But
yeah.
The last line, they're hugging because they're going to college, right? Or something like that.
Yeah.
And they hug and she improvised the line.
Really?
At the end. That's a little funny.
Oh.
So if you want to look up the last episode where they're hugging, like leaving, going to college. Yeah. It's like super sad. And she says, I know. She did that unprompted.
Can I really quick go back to Eliza for 1 second? Because I left out.
Oh, sure.
Well, I left out something that I think you guys are going to want to hear.
Okay.
I do.
Do you know who played Eliza Thornberry?
Wait, who?
No, I don't.
Emily Osment?
Everyone's favorite
Hannah
Hallmark,
Montana?
No, listen. Everyone's favorite Hallmark Christmas movie girl.
Gretchen Wieners?
Gretchen Wieners.
No way!
Yes. Yes.
Okay, that was worth
it. That's actually
back
interesting.
Up.
Yeah. I thought you'd want to know that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay, now I feel like I need to go and watch this show.
It's actually very good.
You would recognize the cover if
I
you saw
think
it.
You would.
I did look at it and I saw.
As like, what was that skating show? Rip Curl?
Oh, like skateboarding.
Skateboarding, yes.
Something okay. like that, yeah.
Is that same
right.
type of cartoony, very yeah. 2D?
Yeah. Anyways, I did recognize the cover.
Everyone's hair is like stiff
and like
zigzaggy.
Ooh.
Like chevron.
Not the chevron hair.
Hair. Okay, sorry. Anyways, Hannah Montana. Yeah, I know. So good.
I know. So.
That was really good, Casey.
That's
yours. Fine. That's cute. I like them both. And I'm going to end on, I'm trying to get her name right, but Amelia Thermopolis Rinaldi, Princess of Genovia.
Dang it, that is such a
good
one.
That's a really good one, Kira.
I was teeter-tottering between two, but I'm landing on that one because, like, princess, obviously.
Such a good land.
It's a good land. It's a good land. So, yes,
my
that's who I would.
Didn't even pop.
I know, my foot didn't even pop. Get this. In one and two, you're living out your best, like, girlyhood. Like, I get it. Like, your dad is not in the picture and you
sad.
Feel like you're struggling at school.
Also,
and then all of a sudden, what?
Say it.
Her dad died, like, 2 months ago. And her friend's like, Mia, it's been two months.
Yeah.
You have
Can't
to
you
move
just get
on.
Over it?
I thought you were over that by now. Oh,
yes, literally
okay.
died two, like 5 minutes
wild,
ago.
That's such a wild fact.
So
that
wild.
You totally don't even think of
no,
when you
when
watch
I'm
it.
No, I didn't think
it
twice.
As like an 8-year-old, I was like, yeah, she should.
Right.
Yeah,
like
get
over your dad's death. Like, it's been 2 months. Jeez.
Can I actually like really quickly go on a tangent before you finish?
Yeah.
Kara? Have you guys heard the theory of Anne Hathaway and her husband?
No.
I'm just here with my theories today.
I love TikTok era Casey.
I know.
TikTok era Casey has so
She's
many
She's going
theories.
On deep dives. So, wait, that she is what?
I didn't say it yet. So
oh,
probably,
sorry.
You just said Anne Hathaway and her husband.
Got it. I was like, did I miss something? And like,
wait, she's what?
I haven't said it, so there's
she
no
lives in
know.
The sewers of New York City.
What closet?
She lives
she's
in
regular
closet. My brain is not functioning this week, and I apologize, you listeners. Oh. I haven't been having the most amazing
yeah.
week. I don't know how to.
What?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't want to. I don't want
anyway.
Dive in
so
there.
My
anyway.
Theory. Anne Hathaway is William Shakespeare's wife.
I have heard
okay.
that.
Wife?
Yes.
So the theory is
the name Anne Hathaway.
Oh,
listen to me. The name. Okay, so Anne Hathaway and her husband
mm-hmm.
are vampires, and
okay.
they've lived for centuries. Okay. Listen to me.
I'm listening.
Listen to me. William Shakespeare was her husband, and his name is like literally like William something. It might be William Shakespeare. And he was obviously very, very famous, William Shakespeare. We know that. Literally in real life, this is actual fact, William Shakespeare was married to his wife, Anne Hathaway.
His wife's name was Anne Hathaway.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct. Okay.
Okay.
And he wrote a play about her. And the play was about if Romeo and Juliet actually ended up together, what life could have been like, and they
Aww.
Didn't, you know, like themselves. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And he made a promise to her because at that point, like, women were not allowed to be actresses. Okay. It was still very male dominant. And, like, males were playing women's roles and people were getting castrated left and right. You know what I mean?
Huh. I know exactly what
yeah,
you mean.
Yeah, I get it. Yep.
And so he made a promise to her, in our next life, you will be famous and have your moment. I'm not kidding.
Interesting.
That's crazy.
Now, their wedding anniversary is on the 400th year of William Shakespeare's birthday.
Wait, okay. Is this the Ethiopian calendar?
Or? That's a great question. I didn't look into that, but thank okay. you for asking.
We need to circle back to that.
But like, there's just so many. There's so many crossovers.
Yeah.
But anyway, Anne Hathaway is actually like 400 years old.
I have not heard that
theory.
Also,
she is not aged.
She looks like the same yeah. as when
like,
she
like, I kind of believe it.
Also, if you look up portraits of William Shakespeare and look up pictures of Anne Hathaway from like back in the day, they look very similar to the present day of these people.
I've never heard that theory, and I'm kind of fascinated by that theory.
I have a couple
she,
deep dives. That you
I, know, I know.
Jay's
I like
mouth
those deep
is
dives.
Wide open. I just want to tell everybody.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Jaws to the floor. And
I'm
while
looking
you're looking,
at some pics.
I'll keep talking about Anne because she's who I want to be, apparently.
yeah, vampire.
Vampire, but specifically as the princess. Granted, she did crush it. Wasn't she in? No, she wasn't in. Was she in Les Mis?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The like new, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. the newer version. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I just feel like being her, kind of getting your world turned over, but like now you have just happen to be a princess and like get all this luxury, mm-hmm. like kind of would be fun to have this like kind of like same with Hannah Montana, but different. This secret life that you're like, now I am a princess. I'm not just a regular girl anymore. And I'm just kissing boys in the shed.
Oh,
and
she has a great closet
popping.
Too.
She has a great closet.
She actually does. She lives in a chair.
She actually
like
does.
The buttons that like they come out. The drawers
yeah.
come out.
Oh,
yeah.
I forgot about
that. Actually
yeah.
amazing.
Eliza Thornberry just lives on an RV. Guys, I want to re-pick.
Nope.
No. You locked it in.
I just talked to animals. It's stupid.
Also to have a driver, your
and
limo
you can't
driver.
Tell anybody.
That sucks.
Also to have your limo driver as like kind of like your friend. I just like love how like
slash
Joe and her.
Grandpa.
Yeah.
Joseph?
At the end it kind of
Joseph?
Joseph? No. Joe. Didn't he wasn't he like no.
no. Joe.
Joe. And then like just taking your car to the shop and you have this lover over there and it's just like the drama of it all.
In your life.
I don't know.
Lover,
apparently.
Lover.
Apparently.
Lover.
My lover girl era. Yeah, I just would love to be a princess. I feel like that'd be so fun. And I just love the scene. I mean, the classic scene when she's like having tea with her grandma. She's like, me? A princess? Shut up. And then like she has that like slumber party thing and that like in number two and they're like sliding down the stairs on mattresses.
And classic, like she's ugly and then gets rid of her glasses and is beautiful.
Correct. Like, know? Oh, the glasses is what
straightens her hair
ugly.
And gets rid of glasses.
Literally.
Gorgeous.
And
puts
also,
on a little
Julie
bit of mascara.
Julie Andrews as your grandma.
Oh
right.
My gosh. That,
I could die
happy.
A dream.
Enough. Yeah.
A dream. Couldn't ask for anything better. And I'm going to go to sleep tonight dreaming about being Anne Hathaway from 400 years ago, apparently. and I'm not mad about it. That got you, didn't it?
Watch out for that plague.
Yeah. But yeah, that's mine. Amia.
That's really good.
Vinaldi.
That was
princess
good.
Princess of.
Yeah, princess. Genovia. It's the emphasis there. Princess of Genovia.
I
feel
that.
Like there's a couple more that I like could want to be, but.
Totally.
For the sake of the pod, you guys, we did one.
Yes.
We did one.
Should I bring down the mood or what?
Bring it down, Mare.
Bring it down. Well, we're kind of staying along this theme of like in another life, what would you be? If you could have any career in another life, what career would you pick?
Ooh.
Yeah, I'll go first.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Mary's like, I have this lock loaded, so
you know,
don't even worry
about it.
Yeah,
I would love to be an esthetician. I think in another life.
Oh, fun.
Okay,
like do facials, learn more about skincare and like the science behind all of the products, and like why you can't use this product with this product. Borderline like dermatologist.
Okay,
I just think all of that
but
is
without
really
having to go to medical school.
Okay,
correct. In another life, I think I also would be smarter than I am now, so I could maybe do that. But
you could do math in another
world. If I'm just picking, yeah. If I get
could
to
do
decide.
Math and like science and like stuff,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I think that's what I think I would like to do that.
Oh, that's a cool one. I think I actually have my answer now that you
okay,
said
go.
That. I mean, you know, I love Grey's Anatomy, so I feel like in another life I would also be super smart and would be like some kind of a super niche surgeon. And just really make a lot of money. And maybe it's a brain surgeon. Maybe it's a, I don't know, some kind of like optical surgeon. I don't even know. But I think it'd be fun to like go into people's like brains.
Bodies.
And bodies. And like figure out what's wrong. And then be like, I've got
like
20 other doctors.
Leave
and like, no
stuff
one.
In there on purpose.
Okay.
And then be like,
no.
My bad.
My bad, guys.
Why is this rag in my heart? Oh, I'm sorry. My glass is cleaner.
It's our niche doctor.
Has anyone seen the four snips? Yeah. What are they? I don't know.
Forceps?
Maybe forceps. And they can't
there
find
is the
it. You
forceps.
Know what one episode? Isn't there that one
push
episode
one of
they can't find one of the instruments?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's in
whose
the body?
Fault is it? Isn't it Burke's? Or not Burke?
I thought it was Kepner. I feel like everything was Kepner's.
Everything's
fault.
Oh, Kepner.
Yeah, she kind of was the worst. But.
No, Amelia.
Whose patient is this?
Oh, I could
Amelia
not stand Amelia.
Okay, if I, fictional character, I would be McDreamy surgeon. That's who I would
ooh.
Be.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Kind of like hot.
Do you like
wait,
die like a tragic
and like
brain.
You okay, be, like, but I like lived, though.
You don't want to be like a girl?
No, I kind of want to be a dude surgeon. Yeah.
Okay.
I want to stand up to pee.
Yeah. In another life.
I love it.
Would be nice. But yeah, surgeon.
Surgeon. I like that.
Cute. I think cute. In another life.
Being a surgeon. Cute.
Yeah, cute, cute. I want to be a friggin' astronaut. What's
yeah,
better than surgeon?
Cute little, cute
I
little side
gig. I
want to
get stuck in space.
Cute, 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 Kiki.
I
want to
get stuck in space for 9 months. I don't ever want to come back.
F you. What do you want to be?
What do you want to do?
I think I want to be an author.
Ooh.
Oh,
I could see
dude,
that,
you can
Casey.
Do that in this life. You know,
oh.
You
could do that in this life.
Okay,
very simply, but
thank you. I think it would be fun to like go like book signings, and then it would be fun to like audio book and like read
ooh,
my own
record
books.
It. Yes.
Yeah. And then, you know, people are really into the story, and then you have like this whole like following of like, but they're so attached to the characters rather than like obsessed with you.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, and I wouldn't do a Colleen Hoover moment, you know, where I like
oh
lose myself a little bit. You know, I would stay true to who I am. I'd be grounded and I'd write some good books.
I love that.
I like that.
Yeah.
Fiction, nonfiction.
Do you want to
fake or not
know,
fake?
Not real or real.
Which one?
You know, when you asked me this question, Meredith, I completely honest, I look to my right. And I have a stack of books next to my bed, and I wrote author.
So that was just off
it's
the cusp.
It's kind of real.
Okay.
It's off the
it's so like,
the
when are you publishing your first book?
I don't think I bake on it anytime soon.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, can we go and we assign jobs to each other?
Wait, that's fun.
Oh, that's a fun idea.
Okay.
Okay, I like this.
I like that. Okay, mm-hmm. Who should we? Let's assign Kiara first because I
okay,
think that's fun.
Okay.
Probably graphic designer, like at a church or something.
Yeah, maybe like she would get into like coding and then like maybe really get into like design.
Yeah.
No,
actually,
I think we've
another
talked
life,
about this a lot.
No, we've
a
said
lot.
It, and we're going to say it on the count of three.
Okay, ready?
One, two.
Wait, I forget what it's called. Hang
go,
on a second.
You can do it. Come on.
Okay. One.
One, two.
Two. Three.
Travel agent.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's what I was. I know. I was like flight attendant. I don't
agent.
Know why I wanted to say flight attendant.
Academic advisor.
Actually, I do
agent.
Like that one.
Yeah,
I think
it
would be really fun.
And also,
guys.
Like, you can still do that. And just quick shout out to Kiara. Like, she actually plans the best trips. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like,
wow.
If you want to shout, so if like, if you want to reach out to Kiara and like have her plan her trip, like,
reach out to
low
me,
key
please.
Drop
my
her,
DMs
like,
are open.
Even like
maybe
a drop
birthday.
Her like $20.
Yeah,
like she planned like
plan
a birthday date
a
for Noah to take me on. We didn't end up doing.
I was gonna say, did you end up doing it? I didn't think
were,
you did.
You were like
no.
Super pregnant.
I was a little
you,
like,
and you
I
were,
was
like,
late
super
too.
Pregnant.
Yeah. Wait, no, not my birthday. Why didn't we do it?
You just had Lainey. You were tired.
May, June.
Was
July.
It? I think it was a year and a half ago, though.
Well, you have no excuse.
Anyways, sorry.
Well, I'll do it again. But, like, if you
for example,
to do it.
Kiera planned my niece's entire, like, spring break.
That was really
and
fun.
And she literally, like, did everything on the itinerary. And Kiera, like, I'm not just saying, like, Kiera goes, this is a good restaurant. You should try it. She will literally be like, okay, where's your Airbnb? Where are you staying? She goes, I have calculated, and according to my calculations, you are 9 minutes walk from this 5-star restaurant, or you have a 5-minute Uber ride.
Oh, that's
it'll
so
be
funny.
This much money if you Uber from here to here. Like, I'm not kidding. She's insane. And it's like amazing.
Aww.
It's a little psychotic, but when you have an actual calendar to go off of, or not a calendar, a schedule.
Yeah.
And as detailed as it is, like, wow.
Wow, that's really nice. And I do like, love doing it. And it was fun
drop
doing
her
20 it for
bucks
your niece.
And she'll do one.
Correct.
You.
I literally will. I love finding I like efficiency on especially if it's like, okay, I'm here for a couple of days. I want to have equally relaxing amount of time, but also like if we want to do stuff and we only hit two restaurants, mm-hmm. we got to hit the best two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we don't want just some that yes. we're like, "Oh, I wish I didn't spend $20 on that lunch and now I'm like upset that I spent money and it was a crappy sandwich." No. We're not doing that here. And so I would like to do that. I have a little Instagram called, what is it called? The Utinerary, I think, that I just haven't really done much on. But I think it'd be fun to like even make up itineraries for like a fake person, whatever. And then just like post it and see what,
that's cute.
What
yes.
bite, you know, what people bite. And they're like, oh, actually, I live in that area. And I'm like, oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's easier when it's like, oh, I know certain parts, especially on the East Coast, like well, and I know where I would go to in like Asheville or like Blowing Rock or Wilmington or whatever. But yeah, that's a lot of fun. So I will take that on. And I kind of want to do more with that this year, actually.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah, that was a push I needed. Okay, go. I have one for you. Case.
Do you?
And I don't know how to like describe it. And I kind of feel like you're heading to that era.
Ooh.
But I think you could be like a homestead content creator. And
like an
really,
urban homesteader.
Like an urban homesteader, but like really dive into it. I know you're doing your sourdough breads and all the things and you're all about like the clean eats. But I think like you could make a little mini influencer world of it with being like new mom and this is what I'm into now and this is the season of life. Because I feel like that's very common, and I even come across different creators like on TikTok, but no one's you and no one has like the touch that you have, and I feel like you could make an empire based off
of
that.
Word
even like how to be a like homesteader in an apartment setting
in an apartment
you know what I mean,
like, right?
No, but usually you see the homesteder things and it's like, okay, I don't live like, on 20 acres you know,
right?
How do I do this?
That's a
you're
good point.
Doing it, you know.
That's a really
well. Thank
good
you.
Point.
That's very kind.
I would say I would agree with that. But my first thought for Casey was like a food critic.
Oh,
okay,
absolutely.
Okay.
Who like you tour different? You get to like travel and go to different restaurants and try different things and write reviews of them.
Crazy, because my favorite show growing up was Bizarre Foods with Rob Zimmerman.
Wait, that's so fun!
I think
on the
you'd
Travel
be great
Channel.
At that. Yes.
Okay.
Actually, you know, like Casey knows her coffees in and out. I feel like you can't put something in front of her and she's like, that's good or that's bad, which is why my standards
reasons.
Are high.
She'll,
when
she'll
I
have
find
reasons
about it.
Why.
Right.
I'll give you reasons why. But
she's not going to say, oh, yeah, this is fine.
Right.
Like if it's not good, it's not good. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. That's fun. Thank you. That's
a
super
fun.
Okay. Anything for Meredith. Maybe I'm thinking like an elementary school.
Maybe just like a lazy bum.
Who just sits on the couch all day.
Yeah.
I'd love that. Get paid to watch TV. Awesome.
Okay. Actually, though, I think you would be a writer. Like a show.
A writer?
Like a writer for shows. Like for TV and maybe movies.
Okay.
Like you would write scripts. You wouldn't work alone. You'd work in a group.
Okay.
But you would come up with these ideas and these concepts and you would develop these stories and these characters and you would get people to fall in love with them. And then you would be able behind production of that show or movie getting made. And you're like making real time edits to, you know, these characters' dialogue and you you're writing some of our favorite characters. You're actually writing like Hannah Montana. Like I chose Hannah Montana because you wrote it so well. You know.
Or what
I'm
about
saying?
That fantasy book that you love so much? Like one of those.
Yeah. Just some fairy smut.
But
just
I think
some fairy smut.
I see you a little bit behind the scenes, but so close to the top.
I like that a lot.
I like that too.
Because I do, you guys know, I've consumed a lot.
You've
so
consumed
you would,
a lot of media.
You've consumed a lot, so you would hope that I could be able to reproduce.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that for you. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, I like that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mine is completely different. You like to have like deep chats and be very like in the weeds with somebody. So I feel like you could be like counselor therapist of some kind, like maybe some kind of Christian counselor, or maybe even to like new moms or somebody going through like a similar season of life. Mm-hmm. But I feel like you really have a gift of like asking good questions, and you genuinely want to know like how to help somebody, and just your foreness, your uniqueness. I feel like you'd be good with just like sitting in a room with somebody because you make people feel comfortable, and then just like them like pouring out their heart and soul to you, I feel like would just be so easy. Plus you're just good at like kind of helping navigate certain conversations, so
totally.
I don't know, some kind of
like,
therapist.
Back to our hot seat episode, you asked really really good questions.
Yeah. I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, thank you guys.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I feel like we could all three do these jobs actually, so
in like real life.
In like real life.
Oh,
is this conviction of like
Do is the Holy do Spirit tugging like at that? Your heart right now, or is that like
I know, just me? I know something's tugging.
Funny that neither of you said to just do nothing and sit on the couch, because that's what I actually want to do. I feel like that's what the Lord has convicted me to do.
Like the Lord has told me to do
he told
nothing,
me actually, not actually, even stay at home mom. Like take Lainey to daycare,
to
but I just come and sit on
the
couch.
The Lord told me to take a nap every day.
Yep, every single day.
Mattress tester.
Ooh, hey.
I am just an
ice cream tester.
Honestly, loved that
closet
job in
tester.
College. Closet tester. Hannah Montana clothing picker upper. I don't know. Anyways, you guys, thank you for listening. This
thank
has been
you.
A pleasure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We also want to know who you would trade lives with.
Yeah,
because
who?
We enjoyed going through that. Three very different experiences.
Which of us would you want to trade lives with?
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. We would love
who
to know.
Who do you like the best? I don't know. It's fine. Whatever.
Please let
if
us know.
If I had
know.
To rate what people would pick of ours, I think they would pick Kiera's, then mine, then Meredith's. That's my guess.
Of real life, or
like if people had to choose like different lives and they only had those three options between Wild Thornberry, Hannah Montana.
Oh.
I think not real life. Yeah, I was like real lives. I was like, okay. Considering all of the
okay,
things
so
that
screw
I've said.
You.
Did Mare.
All right. Awesome.
No fictional lives.
No, Wild Thornberry is very lives. Wild Thornberry is very niche.
I almost think
niched,
people would
if
say
you will.
Niched. Thank you.
Yeah.
I almost think people would say Hannah Montana first. That would
you
be my gut.
I think so.
And then Amelia, and then Wild Thornberries.
Okay.
And my thought. Anyways, let us know.
I don't know. Yeah, let us know.
We want to know.
Send us an email.
Yes, we're just so grateful for you guys tuning in every week. Follow us on Instagram, on TikTok. On Facebook, we're on all the places. Our email is itsbeenforeverpod@gmail.com. So write us an email if you want to be featured on the podcast. We would love to hear it. Or if you have a topic, like we said before, that you would like
you
us,
to
chat about. We are all ears. So let us know. We love you guys. Thanks for listening. And goodbye.
Goodbye.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Regular, regular New Year.
Regular, regular.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.